Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, it's day player in for Steve Cochran on this Labor Day morning. Beautiful Monday morning on 720 WGN. So NBC, Chicago PD, Chicago Fire, Chicago Med are three of the hottest TV shows on television. In early 2017, make room for one more with the premiere of Chicago Justice. Now, the season premiere of Chicago PD is on Wednesday, September 21st at 9 Central. And there's only one of the stars of the show that is truly from Chicagoland, and that's Harvey, Illinois native LaRoyce Hawkins, who plays Officer Ken Atwater. LaRoyce, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, it's good to be here. Happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day to you as well. I appreciate you coming down here.
Thanks for having me.
You are the only cast member that actually grew up in the Chicagoland area.
Yeah. I take that responsibility to heart, bro. It's, you know, coming out of Harvey, it's a big deal, you know, to get that kind of good press out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, when I first met you, I got to tell you, you're just funny as hell, and you do all this dramatic stuff, but you also did a lot of stand-up in college, but you keep your hand in comedy.
Yeah. I keep my hand in comedy. I've been doing a lot more stand-up lately at the Kamahachi Grill in Old Town. I've been doing shows at least once a month. I had a residency at Laugh Factory for a while, hosting up there.
That's cool.
So, yeah, I've been trying to stay as busy as possible.
You got to keep it going, right?
Yeah,
you got to maintain it a little bit. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, you talked to me about this before. You said how, you know, you feel great playing a police officer on the show. But, you know, because they treat people with respect on the show, but you grew up in Harvey and you felt at the time that they didn't have the best reputation.
No. And, you know, I think, you know, they're definitely doing their best, especially right now. You know, just, you know, it's a tough job to be a cop. I've been a cop for, I guess, about three seasons now and going into the fourth. Even more and more, I'm learning how difficult this task could be. Just, you know, how tough you have to be, how strong you have to be, and fearless you have to be to do this job and to do it well. So I commend those officers that are out there that hold the badge, you know, with that kind of respect and integrity.
Absolutely. Now, you again said last four seasons you play a police officer on television. How did the role come about originally?
Well, you know, it originated on Chicago Fire.
Right.
So
yeah.
Actually my character, John Sadas and Jason Begay's character, we are the only three original cast members that are, you know, that came from that first fold over there in Chicago Fire. And you know, it's one of those characters that I think you know, I auditioned for Chicago Fire first, and then I didn't get the role, the initial role of Otis on Chicago Fire.
Yeah.
It was a black character initially, and so when NBC decided to change the color of that character, I think they kept me in mind for Chicago PD.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very cool. Now, you've been back on the set since midsummer. I know people are waiting for the show. It's like a few weeks away already, but you've been back at work. You had some nice time off, but it must be great to get to back together with the whole cast and start shooting again, right?
Yeah, absolutely, bro. We're about four episodes in now. Working on the fifth. On September 21st, we'll be dropping the premiere, and I think everybody's gonna be excited about this.
Absolutely,
season.
Absolutely. Legendary Dick Wolf produces all these shows, and one of his rules is that the actors live in the city that they work in, and I think that's important because he established that right from the beginning that he wants you living here in Chicago. Mm-hmm. I think that helps capture the city in which you work in and be with the people that you're working with and understand the city a little bit better.
Yeah. Dick could be the first person to tell you that Chicago is the biggest character of the show.
It is in all these shows.
Yeah. So, you know, to stay true to Chicago and what this city means, to be able to shoot in the city definitely helps the TV show out. The camera loves Chicago. It's, you know, it's just a beautiful place to shoot.
It is.
And it's home for me, so I love it.
It is home, exactly. You've got a great group of consultants on set, former and current Chicago police officers that you get to work with regularly, which is pretty cool as well because it keeps you connected.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. I mean, we learn so much from all the tech advisors, all the consultants. I think that the camaraderie that cops have also kind of, brings us together too as a cast.
But they do that as far as the script is concerned, you know, when they're consulting on the script. But then when you, as an actor on the set, you're also doing the exact same thing. I mean, they're actually helping you through some of those situations and directing some of that as well.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Now, I heard that there'll be a history-making four-show crossover sometime as the season progresses, because you got four shows based here. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how they're going to do it.
Yeah.
I know that everybody behind the scenes and the crew and whoever has to come up with these schedules, I know they already have anxiety. Like,
I bet.
I'm looking forward to it, but it's easy as an actor to just, you know, just show up and just, you know, hit my mark and say the words. But everybody else who has to get everybody's schedules lined up and together, man, that's hard to do.
But, you know, this has always been a great mecca for production, television and movie production. Mm-hmm. But I think Fire and PD really kicked off something for television, because there's 10 shows being filmed in Chicago as we speak right now.
Yeah. Chicago's pretty busy.
And you might as well do that. I mean, you do have all the crews and everybody out here, so you might as well capitalize on that keep that growing as well. The season finale in May left us with Voight being offered a promotion, but also consumed with revenge after his son was brutally assaulted. A few cliffhangers that we're going to have to deal with in the next few weeks, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's going to be exciting. All right, it's Dave Plyer and for Steve Cochran on 720 WGN, and we're talking to LaRoyce Hawkins, one of the stars of NBC Chicago PD and the upcoming season premiere, an upcoming fundraiser and awareness campaign to end gun violence. LaRoyce, you talked to me before about being a kid in Harvey, Illinois, where you grew up. Wasn't always the safest on the streets. Mm-hmm. More than 400 people were shot in Chicago in August, most violent month in 20 years. Nearly 500 homicides, over 2,800 people shot in 2016, close to what the statistics were for all of 2015, just as of this month. Pretty crazy.
Yeah, man, it's hard to hear. You know, it's being from here and, you know, trying to represent not just the character, but a culture that wants to counter all of this violence and wants to, you know, I apologize, Dave. I had a what makes the fundraiser for this weekend important and powerful is that Patrick has to live on. You understand?
Yeah, it's called Patrick Lives On to End Gun Violence. It's this coming Saturday at the Chop Shop Restaurant. Right. It's 2033 West North Avenue. Patrick Boswell was tragically, he lost his life to gun violence in Rosemont in January 2015. He was a 14-year-old boy walking in the wrong place at the wrong time in a neighboring town and was caught in the middle of gang crossfire. Patrick was not in a gang, and he was just caught in the middle of all this, and the event will take place on what would have been Patrick's 16th birthday.
Yeah, he was going to be 16. Patrick's story is reflective of a lot of stories. A couple years ago, I lost a cousin, a little cousin, gun violence. He was on his way to high school and never got to play basketball for the team he was supposed to play for. He never got to, I'm sorry, bro, as I think about it, you know, I struggle with it.
And so
when I was asked to help, Patricia, who is the script supervisor for our show, I was asked to help, and I was a pallbearer at Patrick's funeral. And, you know, we're like a family on this show. And for everybody to bring their gifts together and lend them to Patricia, not just for Patricia and Patrick, but for everybody who struggled with something like this,
to
losing a child, to losing a kid like this. It's an important weekend, and I apologize for getting a little choked up about it.
No, not at all. I know. I totally understand.
It's heavy.
Mission of this organization is to create nationally viewed public service announcements on the epidemic that is gun violence. It can directly, as you said, it can affect anyone at any time, no matter what neighborhood you call home.
Yeah.
So this isn't a South Side, this isn't a West Side, this isn't a North Side. It's really anywhere, and it's anywhere in the United States.
Yeah, it's anywhere. We lost my little cousin Mario right there in Harvey, but Patricia is not from a neighborhood like that, you know what I'm saying? So to be like in the De La Salle area, it just goes to show you that the range of how serious these gangs and gun conditions are, it's mind-boggling.
The one thing that I can agree with 1,000%, I believe people have the right to own a gun, but there has to be strict gun laws, and people have to be put away and put away for a long time when they violate those laws. And I think that's the biggest issue is we've got too many people that are back out on the street, you know, within weeks or within months of absolutely, you know, of holding a gun or shooting somebody, they're back on the streets. And that's the problem.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But what we're going to do our best this weekend to, you know, not just to bring awareness to those situations, but to also celebrate life, celebrate the lives that we've lost, inspire people to continue to not just motivate themselves, but also motivate their communities, you know, in helping us move past these times.
Well, gun violence knows no race, no class, no neighborhood. The organization that is being built, as Patrick Lives On, strives to encourage children to engage in positive activities after school and on summer and winter breaks. If children are kept occupied in a positive way, there will be less opportunity for them to join gangs and become involved with gun violence as well. Now, you're hosting this event with many of your fellow actors from Chicago PD. Tell us about what's going to happen this night.
Yeah, so everybody's going to get a chance to come and see us actors do other things, you know. Like we talked about my comedy earlier today, but there are other people in the cast of Chicago Med, PD, and Fire who are musicians, poets. They're great writers. They love to speak. And so we're putting a show together. It's going to be something like a variety show. I'm going to be the host for that evening.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. And everybody's going to get up and, you know, just show a different side of themselves on that day.
Fundraising event will be held Saturday, September 10th. Again, doors open at 8 p.m. and the performances begin at 9:30. Appetizers, beverages from local restaurants are included. There will be a silent auction with guest auctioneers as well as a raffle with many great prizes. Ticket prices are $100 per person with VIP tickets at $200. VIP ticket holders will have the opportunity to meet and have their photos taken with the actors. Tickets can only be purchased online by visiting the organization's website under the tab Events at patrickliveson.org. And if you can't attend the event, you can make a donation as well. And again, it's patrickliveson.org. And it's very cool that you're involved with this.
Yeah, man. It's definitely it's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
I know that, you know, when we talk about gun violence, it's easy to kind of, you know, get to a somber place. But I want people to understand that we're going to be excited that day. Like I said, we're going to celebrate life. We're going to have a great time. We're going to enjoy each other. And, yeah, it's going to be an exhilarating event.
Very cool. Very cool. Now, your sister Lania is here as well, your younger sister.
Yeah.
Now, you got to be pretty proud of your brother. I mean, it's got to be kind of surreal. I heard you and your family went out last night and hung out, which is very cool. You got to be pretty proud of him.
You think I'm not when I am? I love it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And you've been touring around this morning. You were on You and Me this morning as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, very, very cool. Very cool. Again, for tickets, visit patrickliveson.org. And a programming note, the season premiere of Chicago PD airs Wednesday, September 21st at 9 Central on NBC. Royce, always a pleasure. Glad you came down. Go get some sleep, my friend.
Thank you so much, Dave. Enjoy the rest of your labor.
All right.